We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and the gyms may not be full, but there's definitely no shortage of madness this college basketball season. For us fans, the college basketball powers that be have gifted us with a top matchup between two great teams. This weekend, Gonzaga and Baylor will be going toe-to-toe for what could be the top ranking in the nation. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing you closer to the action with some great can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all college basketball fans who sign up now the chance to win $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win this clash. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's right. Bet $1, win $100. Use promo code KSN during sign-up to take advantage of these great offers for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, Andrew P. Shea, Bob Flounders with me. Guys, we are going to preview the Rutgers game, but before we do that, let's clean up a couple things. Our Ask Ross winner is Steve from Columbia. And Steve was smart enough to ask Ross an offensive line question.
There you go.
That is always to your advantage. One other item to clean up. A question came up in the Ask Ross segment. Someone was asking Ross's thoughts on Jason Oway. Specifically saying that he thought he was playing well, even though he had no sacks. And Ross was a little surprised to hear that. And I thought it was the case, no sacks. In between segments, I did look it up. He has 5.5 tackles for loss, but he does not have a sack yet. So that is a bit surprising. All right, guys, it is time to look forward. It's time to talk about Rutgers game this week. Penn State comes in riding the momentum of a one-game winning streak. Before we talk about what Penn State needs to do to win, Bob, how about giving us a scouting report on Rutgers?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. I think longtime Penn State fans, real quick, they think about the Penn State-Rutgers series. And obviously, it's just been a domination. 28 wins, 2 losses, all Penn State. I think Greg Schiano even said earlier this week it's not a rivalry because we haven't really been able to be competitive with them, which lets you know that this is going to be, I think, a pretty big game, I think, for Rutgers, and that's kind of how he's going to spin it. What I would say, though, is this is his first year back. He was a longtime Rutgers coach before. I remember his old Rutgers teams as being really dull on offense, pretty good defensively, geared around the running game, but they were built to win, you know, 21-17 games or lose 21-17 games. This year, he's got a young offensive coordinator. They're not afraid to take chances on offense. They're not afraid to take chances in the kicking game. They score a lot of points. They hang with everybody. This is a very competitive team that fights. I think that Penn State really should be on guard against this team. I think they're very unpredictable. They have a running quarterback. They have a guy who can throw it. They have some running backs they like that played against Penn State last year and had success. They have some speed on the outside. I think Penn State's, you know, they scored 27 points to beat Michigan. I think they're probably going to score it. They're going to need to score at least that many if they want to beat Rutgers.
It's interesting that to hear that about Rutgers, that it is a team that could put up points, because I remember that previous time Shiana was there, and I remembered exactly as you do, Bob, that they're going to kind of beat you up, they're going to run the ball, and they're going to have a low-scoring game. Rutgers has been playing much better this year, Andy, and we will get to predictions later in this segment.
Sure.
But as of right now, last I looked in the DraftKings spread, Penn State is an 11.5-point favorite. Oof. Did that how does that strike you?
Yeah, it strikes me as odd for two reasons. And one point Bob said that was very good is they've played with everybody, right? They've lost games. They lost to Ohio State. They came back in the second half, made a game. Lost a close game to Illinois. They lost in double overtime to Michigan, right? They could have easily beat Michigan. The difference in this team and why the 11.5 points surprises me in terms of Rutgers is, think about this. They were more, even under Schiano, in terms of competitiveness and offense, they were more paint by numbers and more boring than Iowa, which is really hard to do, right?
Yeah.
And they were, but this team, when you watch them, and I have to go, like, I have to say this real quiet, is like, I've probably watched too much Rutgers, but like, I watched the Michigan game, I watched some of the Ohio State game, I watched them against Illinois. Okay, I'll stop there. I did watch some of the Purdue game last week, but not because, it's just because I'm a college football junkie, but I have watched them. They are fun to watch. They are more entertaining. They do score, and they're not afraid to take chances. I think that's a big difference under Schiano right now in his first time, you know, first season back with Rutgers, is he's handed more of the keys to this OC, and they're more risk takers. So that's something Penn State's going to definitely have to be aware of, because they're not afraid to fail.
That's interesting that Rutgers, you never thought of them under Greg Schiano as a team that takes risk. Bob, I just want to stay on this spread for one more question, though. Is the line actually opened up at 10.5 points? And earlier in the week, I was talking to your colleague, Dustin, and the thought was, well, that will come down a couple points. The fact is, it actually went up.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the line moves in the direction of the money. And so there are a lot of people that think Penn State is kind of found its footing. They beat Michigan and they're going to beat Rutgers. One gambling point just for the fans. So the problem with an 11.5 point spread is not only is that a lot of points to give up, but there's a thing in gambling called the back door. And what that is so if Penn State is up 17 with 2.5 minutes to go and Rutgers gets the ball back and the game is essentially over, if Penn State wants to let them score and burn up the clock, they're going to do that. They're still going to win the game, but you're not going to win the bet. So that's one of the reasons whenever I see a double-digit spread, guys, is I always worry about that term, the back door, because the object is just to win the game if you're the team that's laying the points. You're not really worried about the spread, and that always usually comes into play.
And why don't they worry about the spread? Don't they know there's us degenerates betting on the game? I think that should be part of how these coaches are compensated. I almost said how the players are compensated. All right, and let's get back on the field. Do you think that Penn State now has found the formula with this Michigan game that they can carry forward? It seemed to be a very conservative passing game, not a high risk. They didn't turn the ball over. They found something with the running game. Did they find the formula? Did they find the key?
I don't think so. No, because they've been so inconsistent and wildly, how shall I put this, wildly inept offensively in terms of taking care of the ball, being able to move the ball down the field in any type of consistent chunk plays. And they've been absolutely dreadful in the red zone. Absolutely dreadful in the red zone. So they found a formula to move the ball against Michigan. It's going to be the formula that they're going to try and use against Rutgers. But the key in this Rutgers game, and it's a little what we talked about earlier, you don't want to get behind them so that you have to go back to, they never got behind, or they always had their foot on the throttle against Michigan, so they were able to control it. Rutgers, you know, if you get behind Rutgers, then you've got to go outside of that comfort zone, and then you're getting a little bit dicey with the football going to the other team. So that is going to be a big key of this game, is can they keep it inside the box? Believe it or not, of the two teams in this game, Penn State wants to be the more boring inside the box team, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
And that is a formula for them that can be successful. And usually you're like, no, Rutgers wants to keep the game inside the box and not let Penn State get all running around the field and use their athletes and speed. And this year it's flipped. It just is.
Well, let's give Bob a chance here. How about your keys for victory for Penn State, yeah, Bob?
Kind of what, just real quick. So, Jimmy, the thing that I think Penn State has found, and I think they realize now, that if they protect the ball, they really greatly enhance their chances of winning. It sounds obvious, but, you know, in that Michigan game, they actually had an overturn, or they would have given up another defensive touchdown. That was one of the keys, I thought, in that game as well. I just think if they, you know, even if they don't play turnover free, if they just turn the ball over once, I think that's going to enhance their chances. I really like this offensive line running the ball. I think Kevon Lee is definitely somebody that I would try and feature as much as possible. They got some stops on short yardage situations on defense that gave their defense confidence. I know we got to get to Andy's bold pick, and I know that the audience is dying. I'm just going to say this. I think Penn State's going to win, but they're going to have to fight for it. It could be a one-possession game. I have it 31-27 Penn State. And my bold prediction, now that I heard that Ross question, Jason Owe gets 2 sacks and a forced fumble in this game.
Ooh.
2 sacks and the forced fumble. Very good. That's bold. So, Andy, that squarely puts the pressure on you because that was truly bold. Your shot. Prediction, the DraftKings spread is Penn State 11.5-point favorite. Over-under is 54 points. What do you got?
Real quick, when you watch Rutgers defense, the weird thing is you think they're better than they are statistically. Statistically, they're dreadful still. They give up a ton of points and a ton of yards, but somehow they look better defensively. They have very, very good special teams. Keep an eye on that, guys. Their kicking game is very, very good, and they have a really good return guy. Penn State special team, So special teams could be a factor. I think I like the fact that they've gone to some of these young guns. I hope Lee gets the bulk of the carries. I think there is a role that's actually more natural for Devin Ford with Lee as the sort of hammer rock running back. I think it's close as well. I'm going Penn State 34, Rutgers 31. I think it's a one possession game as well. My bold prediction, I didn't have the value of information either. My bold prediction is true freshman tight end Theo Johnson gets his first receiving touchdown as a Nittany Lion.
Very good. I'll tell you what, the pressure was on and Andy came through. That, sir, was bold. All right, guys, thank you so much. And that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next time.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.